Tom Homan, 1,000 deportation teams are on the streets every day. By Neil Munro on June 20, 2025. Federal agencies deploy 1,000 teams daily to deport illegal migrants and are continuing their worksite arrests. According to Tom Homan, President Donald Trump's czar for migration enforcement. We've got over 1,000 teams on the streets every day across this country, Homan told reporters at the White House. He continued. Right now, we're concentrating on the sanctuary cities because that is where the problem is. They knowingly release public safety threats, illegal aliens, to the community every day. That's why we're sending more resources to the sanctuary cities. We don't have that problem in the state of Florida, where most of the county sheriffs accept our detainers. Homan also noted that the deportation teams will continue to visit work sites in search of illegal migrants. It's a matter of messaging properly, he said. The message is clear enough, we're going to continue doing worksite enforcement operations, even on farms and hotels, but based on a prioritized basis, criminals come first. Trump is zigzagging on the worksite issue, even as he sets in place many policies and programs that will gradually reduce the number of illegal migrants in the United States. For example, a Washington Post reporter posted an article, updated on June 15, under the headline U.S. could lose more immigrants than it gains for first time in 50 years. That trend is good for ordinary American families, but it is a problem for the business sector. Since 1990, many investors have used the huge inflow of low-wage, welfare-aided legal and illegal migrants to create profitable hotel, restaurant, retail, meatpacking, and farming businesses. But now, Trump's border enforcement has stopped illegal migration. The business sector sets the priorities and focus echoed in the establishment media, hoping to unnerve ordinary voters with a huge number of articles and videos that urge sympathy for illegals and their employers. The media is also broadcasting many clips of angry mobs and weeping migrants, trying to pressure non-ideological voters to back away from Trump's pro-American agenda. Pro-migration advocates claim the deportation crackdown damages polling support for Trump's policies, which raise wages and reduce housing costs. Trump's border cutoff leaves more than 10 million illegal migrants in the United States. Many migrants work hard for their families, but collectively they push down Americans' wages, push up rents, and reduce corporate investment in labor-saving, wealth-producing technology. Also, Trump's agencies have reportedly cracked down on the inflow of illegal workers via the airports. The airport migrants use B1/B2 tourist visas to legally enter the country, but then illegally take jobs as truckers, retail clerks, or hotel cleaning crews. Worksite enforcement operations, we're going to base them on priorities, Homan said, adding. For those that have a criminal nexus of trafficking or forced labor, of tax fraud or tax evasion, we will concentrate on worksites on a prioritized basis, just like we do on other operations. Where do we find most victims of trafficking? Worksites. Joe Biden stopped checking worksites. They said they cared about sex trafficking, forced labor trafficking, then they stopped worksite enforcement. That was a dumb move. There's a right way and a wrong way to hire. Congress needs to address this, he added.